Please state your name and ABC number again for me, sir.
Ignacio Ramon Hernandez, 295-160.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Commissioners for your revocation hearing regarding the one allegation on your warrant. And based on information we have, you were notified of this hearing back on August the 2nd of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, sir.
And on there stated, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one, therefore may I assume that you're going to represent yourself this afternoon?
Yes, sir.
And as you can see, you can't see us, right?
I can see you.
Okay. There are three board members participating in your hearing this afternoon. They are, to my left, your right, that is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. On the other side of myself is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your panel chair. And the gentleman that you ought to be able to see now, that is Mr. Turner. Mr. Turner is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Hernandez and Mr. Turner, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God or do you so far?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Thank you. As I indicated, Mr. Hernandez, you have one allegation on your warrant. I'm going to read it, and once I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false? And it reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at Traditional Living Communities, TLC, 843 North Thurber Road in Tucson, on or about October 10, 2017, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. The whereabouts was unknown. Thus, you was under suspension from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That is true, sir.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Hernandez, I move to find that he violated the terms and conditions of supervision. He was delinquent, he had or may have left into Cornerways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal. Agreed by the Honorable Mr. Johnson. And the motion was made by myself, C.T. Wright. Now, sir, we're going into phase two of your hearing. We begin phase two by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Corrections. Once we get that information, we want to come back and talk with you before we make a decision. Okay, so at this time, if you remain quiet, Mr. Turner, would you be kind enough to give us some background information?
Mr. Hernandez was released from agency custody on 10-2-2017 and arrested on 7-17-2018 by the Pinal County Sheriff's Office. No new charges noted. Returned back to ADC custody on 7-17-2018 with an adjusted CSED of 12-5-2018 with 280 abscond days. Current conviction, 2016 drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. Prior convictions, 2013 aggravated domestic violence, 9 months. 2015 aggravated domestic violence, 1 year, 6 months. This is his third term in ABC with a CUIR score of 3-3. Mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 2. No SCG information is noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2014, TIS release, absconded for 170 days, arrested, reached CSED in custody. Disciplinary is minimal with drugs and fighting noted. Other arrests, 1997, burglary third degree, Arizona juvenile probation. 1999, possession and sale of inhalant, Arizona juvenile probation. 2010, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2012, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2013, marijuana violation, Arizona unknown. 2014, failure to appear second degree, Arizona guilty, other sanctions. Here's a GB score, G2, V3.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Turner. Okay, we're back to you, Mr. Hernandez. We'll just look and see what we can find on your case supervision summary. It seems, as I've indicated, that when you were released, you were to reside at Transitional or Living Community, that's TLC, down in Tucson. And then the offender was discharged, absent without leave, as he did not return to the facility by curfew time. And then apparently he just absconded. So what happened, sir? Why did you return, sir?
Well, I talked to my people about trying to get relocated, like, close to my family in Casa Grande. But he told me to talk to the person in charge of the TLC. Because we have a TLC in Casa Grande, too, but it's not the same. It's the Living Center. It's called the Living Center. And he said they had nothing to do with that, so I just took it upon myself to take it out because I haven't seen my family in a year and a half, so I just got depressed and I left.
Okay. And so what did you do at Casa Grande when you were there for what?
I
280 days. So what were you doing there in there, Sarah?
I was trying to get into the TLC, but it took me a while. Then you have to do all kinds of stuff to, like, sign up with Horizon and all kinds of, like, insurance, like medical insurance and stuff and all that.
Did you find any employment while you were there?
Yes, I was working at the daily jobs.
Okay. What were you doing there, sir? What kind of work were you doing?
Landscaping.
Okay. And so at least you had something to do. You were making some money. And so who were you living with down there?
I found a girlfriend, and she lives here in an apartment. Okay. So aren't apartments.
Okay, so you found a girlfriend while you were down there. Okay, so she had an apartment, so you just stayed there for something over 200 days, 280 days.
Yeah, she was keeping me out of trouble. I wasn't, like, going around doing stuff, though, you know what I mean?
Well, she kept you out of trouble, sir. Did you use any drugs that you relapsed at all while you were down there, sir?
No, sir. I was taking GED classes at Goodwill. I was trying to look for a permanent job, too, online, but, they knew I was in parole, and, you know.
So Goodwill didn't have any jobs for you that you might have had an interest in?
Just landscaping, that's all I really know.
So that's what they had, okay. And you took some required courses. You're supposed to take some required courses at TLC. So I believe that when you were picked up, who was that picked you up? The Pinal County Police Department? Who picked you up, sir?
The sheriff.
The sheriff, that's what I mean. The sheriff, what were you doing when the sheriff down there in Pinal County picked you up, sir?
I was jaywalking.
Jaywalking, my goodness. They picked you up down there for jaywalking?
Yeah, just crossing the street.
Oh, okay. I better be careful. They picked you up just jaywalking these days. I didn't know that. Okay, sir. Okay, let me just ask you one other question. Whether this board lets you out now or you get out whenever that is, when
December.
What are your plans, sir?
I'll just try to take those classes again and get back to the labor force.
Okay, where are you going to reside? Are you going back to down there or are you going somewhere else?
I was going to go back to my girlfriend, but I don't know. I think they're new because I haven't been in contact with her.
Okay, sir. Well, I'm going to see other board members might have some questions for you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Don't see any questions from other board members. We're coming towards the end of your hearing, sir. Since we're coming towards the end of your hearing, we want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board without repeating yourself. Anything else you want to tell the board at this time, sir, without repeating yourself?
It's up to you guys, man.
Okay, sir. So now the board is getting ready to go into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion. And part of this discussion, the board will make a decision whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue you on supervision. So now the board is in discussion, and I find Mr. Hernandez to be a very interesting young man. He had some opportunities and things just was not working out for him there at TLC, so he just left and ended up being away for 280 days and ended up finding a fiance, and so he just stayed at her apartment and had a job landscaping, but the problem with that was that the parole officer had no idea where he was or what he was doing. With that being said, and with it being 280 days, I just cannot be in favor of releasing him at this time, but I am prepared to listen to other board members.
Agreed.
Okay, therefore I'm going to offer a motion. My motion is going to be based upon the information contained in warrant number 2017W3571, as well as the fact that Mr. Hernandez of scrimmage for some 207 days, and the parole officer had no idea where he was or what he was doing. Therefore, I'm going to move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same. And that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed. Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Johnson. So your community supervision has been revoked. I know you are going to be out on December the 5th, 2018. You'll be out for Christmas, so you have enough time, you know, to make a few dollars when you get out so you can have a good Christmas with somebody and just enjoy yourself. But make sure you don't get in any more trouble, sir, because we never want to see you in orange again. We want you to be successful, so this will end your hearing. Thank you so very much for your participation, sir.
Bye.
Bye-bye.